I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 779. You have an advocate. You know, there's nothing like having someone in your corner when you need a friend, a protector, or a comforter. When I was in junior high back in Danville, Illinois, I had an advocate. His name was Phil March. We called ourselves twins as a joke. We even wrote that in our yearbooks. But we weren't twins. We were very different. He was tall. I was short. He was athletic. I wasn't so much. He was black. I was white. He was from one part of town. I was from the other. But Phil March was my advocate, my protector. I was a pretty vocal follower of Jesus in junior high. I had just come to faith in Christ. I was on fire, and I didn't care who knew it. And that kind of confidence, and yes, probably cockiness, got me in a bit of a pickle sometimes. But Phil March was having none of it. He was big enough and respected enough to keep the wolves at bay, thanks be to God. There's nothing like having an advocate, someone who will stand up for you. Well, the good news is, you've got one. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God with our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others. And when you know someone's got your back, it's way easier to do. Did you know the Bible tells us that both Jesus and the Holy Spirit are our Paracletos, or advocate? In John 2:1, John writes, "My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate," that's that word, "an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." Then in John 14:16, 15:26, and 16:7, he talks about Jesus sending the Holy Spirit as our Paracletos. Well, how can both Jesus and the Holy Spirit be our advocate? I don't know about you, but for me, the more advocates, the merrier. In an article for Bible Study Magazine, Jacob Masson makes this point. By using the term Paracletos for both Jesus and the Spirit, John informs us that Jesus serves as an intercessory advocate in heaven, while the Spirit performs an advocacy role on earth. This is why in John's Gospel, before Jesus rose and ascended, he promised to send the Spirit to replace him as advocate on earth. Don't miss the connection to T2G. We don't love God and others in our own power, by ourselves, as loners. We have the very Spirit of God in us, with us, and loving through us. He is our advocate. He's on our side and by our side. He's helping us understand Scripture, helping us point to Jesus, nudging us in the direction of holiness and love. And when we are accused, our advocate reminds us, spirit to spirit, that we belong to God. Paul put it like this in Romans 8, "For you have received the Spirit of adoption as children, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God." My grandmother used to sing to me, "And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own." That's our advocate. And the good news is, he doesn't come and go. He comes and stays. Here's the great question. Who has been your greatest advocate in your life? And how is the Holy Spirit like that person? Let's pray this prayer from connectusfund.org. Dear God, we abound in hope by the power of your Holy Spirit. Fill us with all joy and peace as we believe in you. Holy Spirit, empower our lives to produce your fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Only through your power can we live in holiness and in victory over sin. Convict us, fill us, and empower us. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 780. And in the meantime, I'm thankful for Phil March. I don't know what he's doing these days, but he was there for me when I needed him in that tough season of life as a young teenager and a young Christian. But I'm even more thankful for the advocacy of the Lord and His Spirit that is with me and you always. Because this advocate works to give us peace, John 14:27, and love, John 15:9-10, and joy, John 15:11. Now that's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah! You have an advocate.